online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council's Mica Redress Committee has unanimously endorsed the position paper presented by the Donegal representatives on the Defective Blocks Working Group. There are calls on Gardaí to be more proactive in protecting staff at Letterkenny University Hospital after a patient was removed from the facility against the advice of staff. The Taoiseach has described today as an important milestone as more COVID restrictions are eased. And Donegal County Council says work on the Buncrana Loddon Flood Relief Scheme is stepping up this week. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news though, the Housing Minister says he expects the terms of a Mica redress scheme to be improved. Pressure is building on the government to help homeowners affected by the defective block issue. Campaigners continue to demand an overhaul of the current scheme to allow for 100% redress. Dara O'Brien says a decision is expected in the coming weeks.
This is a really serious issue for people, for their families, and a very, very stressful one. So we want to do our best to help. But I need to be afforded the time to review what our response will be to the submission we got. But we've worked pretty well with the groups right the way through. And I do envisage improvements to the scheme.
Well, October the 8th has been identified as the date for a second Mica protest in Dublin if 100% redress is not delivered by Minister Dara O'Brien. The date was published on social media last evening after the Donegal representatives on the Defective Blocks Working Group presented their final position paper on Friday evening. Meanwhile, Donegal County Council's Mica Redress Committee has unanimously endorsed that position paper. The committee was briefed on the paper today by members of the Mica Action Group at an online meeting that was also attended by Donegal's Oireachtas members. Committee Chair Councillor Martin McDermott says it's important that everyone is speaking with the one voice on this issue.
Our committee this morning endorsed that, unanimously endorsed it, and we also had the Oireachtas members as part of that committee this morning.
Is it your belief that at this point in time, Dara O'Brien and his department really have no choice? They're being met with such a unified purpose from every quarter that really and truly there is nowhere left for them to go. They're going to have to and meet the needs of the people of Donegal, Mayo and elsewhere.
I think that's right, Donal. I think you've had a very important point there. It's a unified response from everyone. We have everybody working together. Let it be political, let it be community, let it be the homeowners. When you have a unity like we have here in Donegal at the minute, it would be very, very difficult for any government not to deliver on this. And the communities are not going to go away. The homeowners are not going to go away. And the working group and the politicians are certainly not going to go away. And there's one outcome here we want, and that's that people get their 100% redress to fix the homes that are falling down of no fault of any homeowner, no fault of anyone in this county. And the least that we can expect is to get those homes refixed and put back together. There's an excellent document there now outlining all the issues, giving very comprehensive replies and, most importantly, very comprehensive solutions to this 100% redress. And I think that is being given the green light by everyone. Everyone's behind it, unanimously behind it, and I think that's a big step and Donal, a very, very important message for the county of Donegal today, that message is there, that we support it 100% and we support 100% redress, no less, for any homeowner in this county.
Meanwhile, an initial councillor has called for mental health supports to be put in place for those whose homes have been affected by Mica. Councillor Albert Doherty says that he submitted a request to the HSE's Regional Health Forum meeting but did not receive the response he wanted.
I was gravely disappointed with the response that the Regional Health Forum felt that the question I submitted was, as they said, outside their remit, because I believe the mental well-being and the mental health supports that's needed by Mica-affected families is very prevalent, not alone in Donegal, but through the many, many counties in the Western Seaboard that make up part of the Regional Health Forum. I'm very disappointed that we didn't get an opportunity to present that there. And I do believe that there is a need for a coordinated response led by some government body.
It is important to note, however, that while there are houses crumbling, people are suffering greatly through that, the mental health impact that has cannot be underestimated.
Indeed, at the end of the school year in April, May, June, my role as chair of the ETB, we listened to management from schools reporting about the anxiety that was shared by their pupils, by their many staff who were also affected by mica-related, and also the parent body at home. And that response from the ETB was to seek additional resources from the department, but likewise, it's required from the HSE as well. So I will now go down a different avenue, perhaps with Donegal County Council, and I have a motion submitted where I do believe that this response is incumbent, that there's a task force set up to confront the ills of mica.
The Saoirse University Healthcare Group says it is aware of two incidents where groups have spread disinformation at its hospital sites. It follows an incident last week at Letterkenny University Hospital, during which a patient was removed from the facility against the advice of staff. Responding to queries from Highland Radio News, Saoirse says it cannot comment on individual cases, but has grave concerns about the impact of this type of activity on both patients and staff. Meanwhile, there are calls on Gardaí to be more proactive in protecting staff at Letterkenny University Hospital following last week's incident. The person behind the removal of the male patient was seen in a video not wearing a mask and making several unsubstantiated claims and accusations. On today's 9 till noon show, Richie Crothers, the Assistant General Secretary of FORSA, said staff need to be protected.
It's not just what's happened over the last week or so. This is a regular occurrence in some respects where the guards have to be involved, and all have worked. Workers are subjected to it in the hospital. But I have to say, the video that I watched, the most shocking thing about it was the fact that we had somebody external running amok in the hospital and refusing to wear a mask. Now, that has to be required. That individual should have been removed by Garda Síochána. I would call on Garda Síochána to be more proactive in its interventions here.
The Taoiseach has described today as an important milestone as more COVID restrictions are eased. Tens of thousands of people have returned to the workplace while restrictions on outdoor group activities have been lifted. Indoor classes like gym, dance and art have also resumed. The CEO of Letterkenny Chamber, Tony Forrester, says for some, lockdown marked a permanent change to how they work.
I think it's a wee bit of change of realising that we actually can work in a more blended way, that we don't necessarily all have to be in the office at the same time, that we can, I suppose, some small businesses in particular were able to just pivot and change and work from home. So some of them may never go back to being in the office all the time. But I think a good healthy blend. And then people will have realised that they've got a bit more time in their day. Mm. So can do more family stuff, maybe getting out a wee bit earlier in the evenings and taking advantage of our beautiful scenery and stuff like that. And having a better work-life balance. I think we all realised that during, especially the original lockdown, when we were kind of, you know, realising that we didn't have half an hour to drive. Well, sure, we've got half an hour back in our lives.
The White House has confirmed plans for a major relaxation of America's travel ban on passengers from Europe and the UK. Fully vaccinated people will be allowed to travel from early November. Non-US citizens have been effectively barred from travelling to the States for the last 18 months, except for some limited exemptions. Former Minister Catherine Sapones declined an invitation to attend the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee. She had been asked to appear before the committee to give her account of the failed attempt to appoint her as a UN Special Envoy. The chairperson of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Charlie Flanagan, confirmed this evening that she turned down the opportunity. The controversy surrounding the appointment led to a confidence motion and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney being debated in the Dáil. Donegal County Council says work on the Buncrana Loddon Flood Relief Scheme is stepping up this week, with a number of surveys and assessments taking place. Surveyors say this will help them identify the areas most at risk and produce detailed predictions of where severe flooding is likely. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Donegal County Council says the detailed assessment of flood risk in Buncrana is progressing, with surveys of watercourses and adjacent lands getting underway this week. The council says the surveys will allow them build up an up-to-date computer model of the scheme area, and that'll help them simulate flow scenarios in detail to define flood extent and depth. From tomorrow until the end of October, surveys will take place at the Crana River, Mill River and Buncrana River, while at the same time a land and property threshold survey will take place in Buncrana, Ballymagan, Ballymacarry, Ballymacarry Lower, Coghill, Lisfannan and Loddon. Murphy Geospatial is carrying out the surveys, and Donegal County Council says it's obtained necessary health, safety and biosecurity statements from the surveyors demonstrating their protocols and procedures, particularly in relation to COVID-19. The council says anyone with queries can contact their flood relief schemes unit. Full details on our website, highlandradio.com.
Gardaí and the PSNI say they believe the INLA is now a criminal gang which is heavily involved in drugs, extortion and money laundering. They also believe the group has access to weapons following a number of shows of strength, including some in Derry early this year. The group announced a ceasefire in 1998 and declared they had decommissioned their weapons in 2010. However, an article in yesterday's Sunday Independent says the organisation is active in the Northwest, as evidenced in searches over the summer in Derry and Donegal. The report's author is Kieran O'Neill.
In June of this year, there were searches in Derry and Donegal, and there was 9 people arrested. There was also a search in Dublin. So out of that has stemmed, there's quite a few people involved in court cases. At the time, the police said that there had been a joint cross-border investigation ongoing for more than a year. So the arrests in June were the culmination of that. But obviously the investigations continue. Police believe that the criminal activity is continuing at the hands of the INLA. So they're determined to keep a focus on this. They say, you know, they're on the... They support the political process, but police believe it's very much a criminal gang now. It's you know, whatever, if they claim to have any political agenda, you know, police believe that's long gone, and it's just now a criminal group.
Sport on Highland, brought to you in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Go the distance with a great range of running shoes, sports gear and accessories at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Dundalk have suffered a major setback ahead of tomorrow's FAI Cup quarter-final replay with Finn Harps. 4 players have reportedly tested positive for COVID-19, joining another who missed Friday's game in Ballybuffet for a virus-related reason. Dundalk squandered a 3-1 lead against the 10 men of Harps as Sean Boyd scored a brace in the closing 7 minutes to force another game. As a further blow to Dundalk manager Vinnie Perth, who was already dealing with a spat of injuries. Once a team of 14 players is fit and available, the game can go ahead. The match is still going ahead as of now. Dundalk are lingering in the bottom places in the Premier Division, and the Cup is seen as the only route back to European competition for the Oriel Park side. The battle for European qualification in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland sees Bohemians hosting Derry City at Dalymount Park tonight. Derry are just a point ahead of Bowes in fourth in the standings. Ahead of their trip to Dublin, Derry have taken 13 out of a possible 15 points from their previous 5 league games, but will be without Joe Thompson, Danny Lafferty and Cameron McJanet, all who are suspended for the game tonight, which kicks off at 7:45. Liverpool say they're waiting on the results of a scan before determining the absence of Thiago. The midfielder suffered a calf injury in Saturday's Premier League win over Crystal Palace. Liverpool boss Pep Lunders has confirmed Thiago will miss tomorrow's Carabao Cup tie at Norwich and next week's trip to Brentford. FIFA is to host an online summit with football associations around the globe a week on Thursday to discuss the possibility of a biannual World Cup. The sports governing body says it has begun a new phase of consultation around the international match calendar. Former Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger's behind FIFA's proposal to hold the tournament every 2 years. UEFA are against it, and today the body, which represents 200,000 European coaches, says it's an unsuitable proposal. One game locally tonight in soccer. It's in the Voodoo Venue Cup. Kildrum Tigers Reserves taking on Castlefin Celtic Reserves. That one kicks off in Area 4 of the competition at 6:30 this evening. European Ryder Cup captain Padraig Harrington believes he has a strong, balanced team to take on the USA. Team Europe are on their way to Wisconsin ahead of the team match play event, which gets underway on Friday. America will have the benefit of home support at Whistling Straits, but Harrington says players will draw energy from the fans too.
Players play the Ryder Cup because of the crowd. It's the one time that they get to be a team. They get to play what feels like inside a stadium. So we're there to hear the crowds, you know, we're there to hear the boisterousness, we're there for that sort of atmosphere. There's nothing like it in golf. We expect to have a lively, very exciting, noisy crowd.
Well, Shane Lowry says he can't wait to make his Ryder Cup debut this week. He was, of course, one of the three wildcard picks from European captain Padraig Harrington. Lowry says it's going to be a special moment in his career.
Pure excitement for me. Obviously I was delighted to get the pick. Last week was a long week. I was just looking forward to this moment. And I'm just excited to get going. I'm excited to get going, get out on the golf course and see what the course is like, get in the team room and have the crack at the lads. And I'm just looking forward to the week.
Just another golf-related / Ryder Cup news. Bryson DeChambeau is keen to end his long-running rift with a fellow American teammate, Brooks Koepka. That's according to his coach, Mike Shuey. Shuey says both players have big egos, but DeChambeau wants it over before the Ryder Cup gets underway. US captain Steve Stricker stepped in last month in a bid to broker peace between the duo. Mayo County Board say they will be sitting down with James Horan and his management team to review the season and plan ahead. Horan is heading into his fourth year of his second spell in charge of the Westerners, where they've reached two All-Ireland Senior Football Finals. Mayo GA has also hit out at a number of personal attacks on both players and team management in the wake of their recent loss to Tyrone. Looking ahead to tonight on Highland, the DL Debate podcast with Brendan Devaney will be available on highlandradio.com. His guests tonight include Tyrone legend Peter Canavan. He'll talk about Tyrone's 2021 championship success and, of course, his son being involved. Staying on the theme of father-son All-Ireland relationships, Martin McHugh will also be telling Brendan, of course, the story behind his own and son Mark's All-Ireland title success, of course, in 2012. And Frank Craig of the Donegal News will join Brendan this week to talk about the club championship and the highlights from the weekend's matches. Finally, in Rugby Ireland, head coach Andy Farrell hopes to see the Aviva Stadium at capacity for this autumn's internationals. Japan, the All Blacks and Argentina all visit Dublin in November, and Farrell hopes to play in front of a full Lansdowne Road crowd.
To get the crowd back into the Aviva, we know it's definitely going to be 75% hopefully, and we're very hopeful that by then, after the announcement on the 22nd, that hopefully we can get full crowds back at the Aviva. And look, this is going to be amazing. We do what we do for the people, for the Irish people, and the support that they give back to us once makes us want to do it even more so.
Finally, just to remind you that DL Debate podcast is on air as well. It's on there after the 7 o'clock news with Brendan Devaney. That's your sport for the moment, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, concerns continue to be raised over the layout of a busy junction in Milford, which has become notorious for road traffic incidents. Donegal County Council has confirmed that safety improvement works are being carried out at the Gap Junction at the Old Tech, with a survey of bus and HGV movements at the junction also conducted. Councillor John O'Donnell says the realignment of the road has given rise to more issues, particularly for bus drivers.
This is a junction that's been realigned for safety measures because there was a number of incidents and accidents took place there over the last course of the last number of years. But with the realignment, a lot of bus operators have contacted me with concerns that now with the new realignment, buses have to veer out onto oncoming traffic to carry out, to be able to take the turn there at the Old Tech in Milford. So I brought it to the attention of the engineers and to the other elected members. I've been reassured that they are comfortable with the road design office, that it's adequate and up to standard. So time will tell, but bus operators are telling me different, so please God, that nothing happens in the meantime.
And finally, 3 tonnes of marine litter have been collected in Donegal over the weekend. 25 beach clean-ups were organised in the county for Clean Coast's annual Big Beach Clean. A Big Beach Clean event at Bundoran Beach on Friday last saw an additional 75 kg of marine litter removed. Sinead McCoy, Coastal Communities Manager, says the momentum in Donegal has been continually building over the past number of years.
25 communities in Donegal to get out and do it. The cleanups in Donegal, a lot of them were quite large as well, and was a huge energy, huge commitment from those groups over the past like number of years. Some of them are beach cleaning for 10, 15 years with us. It's great that they can see that we're back out, we're doing it again. They're getting more volunteers, getting more interest. So we're just absolutely delighted.
Weather night, cloudy patches and some bright or hazy sunny spells this evening with some drizzle. Mainly dry tonight with lowest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees. Just have a look at the closing headlines. The housing minister says he expects the terms of a MICA redress scheme to be improved. Pressure is building on the government to help homeowners affected by the defective block issue. Well, Donegal County Council's MICA redress committee has unanimously endorsed the position paper presented by the Donegal representatives on the defective block's working group on Friday evening. The committee was briefed on the paper today by members of the MICA action group at an online meeting that was also attended by Donegal's Oireachtas members. The Seattle University Healthcare Group says it is aware of 2 incidents where groups have spread disinformation at its hospital sites. It follows an incident last week at Letterkenny University Hospital, during which a patient was removed from the facility against the advice of staff. And the Taoiseach has described today as an important milestone as more COVID restrictions are eased. Tens of thousands of people have returned to the workplace while restrictions on outdoor group activities have been lifted. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, September the 20th. The death has occurred of Kathleen Hanlon, née Gallagher, Clotwally, Litchemac Award and formerly of Arda, St Johnston. Her remains are reposing in McGlynn's funeral home from this evening at 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock with rosary at 9 o'clock. Viewing tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock with removal at 6 o'clock going to St Bridget's Church, Litchemac Award, where she will repose overnight. Funeral mass on Wednesday at 12 noon with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, funeral director. The death has occurred of Eugene McGee, John Joe, Ballybowes, Fulcara. Eugene's remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv/camera/Fulcara Parish Church or Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Susie McHugh, Donegal Street, Ballybuffet. Funeral leaving her late residence on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorner at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorner. The house and funeral are private to the family and friends only, please. The death has taken place of Maggie Miller, formerly of Burnside Rafoe. Funeral service at Rafoe Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Funeral and burial are private to family and close friends, please. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Marie Curie, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Mary Devaney, 2 St Vincent's Close, Ballybuffet. Her remains will arrive at the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorner at 6 o'clock this evening to repose overnight. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in St Patrick's Churchyard, Drumkeen. Funeral will be private to family and friends only, please, and can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Stranorner. The death has taken place of Kathleen Breslin, née Harkin, 12 Ballynagard Crescent, Colmore Derry, and formerly of Muff. House restricted to family and close friends only, please. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Muff. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Eddie Mullarkey, Ballasalla, Glengad. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Lag, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Helena Fitzgerald, née McMenamin, 46 at Carrick Strand, Strabane. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow afternoon at 1:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house will be private to family only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, mcmmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. And the death has occurred of Joe Carlin at Crossroads, Killigordon. Funeral leaving his late residence tomorrow afternoon at 22:00 for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St Patrick's Church at Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the St Patrick's Church at Crossroads Killigordon Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Crossroads Killigordon branch of St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member. The house, funeral and burial are strictly private to the immediate family only, please.